We begin today taking a look at Perek Yud Bet, which is the first of three prakim of Eov's response to Tzofar. And we mentioned that it's interesting that here it's three prakim as opposed to the two prakim that Eov usually responded with. I believe if you look carefully at the three prakim, they subdivide into three sections, more or less along the prakim lines, not exactly. And we're going to devote the next three shiurim to these three units. Let's begin with number one, Perek Yud Bet, which I believe actually ends after Pasuk Chof Hey. And like we saw in Eov's first responses, this is a response to the person who spoke to him. Vayan Eov vayomar amnam ki atem am. You are indeed great people. Ve'imachem tamut chokhmah. And with you, wisdom will die. Yes, I think he's being sarcastic. And he does use the word wisdom here because so far spoke about how we have to understand the wisdom of the world. Well, you people are very, very wise. Now the question is, what is his response to the actual claim? Well, first he says, Pasuk Gimel, Gam li levav kimochem. I also have a heart like you. No nofel enochi mikem. I don't fall from you in my ability to understand. Yet me ain't kmo ela, and in essence, who isn't like these people? Everyone can understand what you understand. Schok l'reyehu, eye korel elohav yaneu schok tzadik tamim. You made me into a mockery in front of his friends, meaning you're mocking me, telling me, call out to God and he'll answer you. You're making a joke out of an innocent, pure, righteous man. Lapid buz lashtut shanan nachon lemoadei ragel. You would dump mocking on the softest, kindest, straightest person. Yishloyu olim l'shodadin v'tuchol magizel asher hevi eloa biado. Here we already see in pasuk vav the beginning of his claim. Good people get attacked, get undermined, get denigrated. He starts off by describing how they're doing it to him, and then he talks about how it happens to so many people. Pasuk Vav, on the one hand, Shodadim, Margizei El, bandits, people who are angry God have quiet, secure homes. Yishloyu ohalim l'shodadim, ubatuchot, safe houses, l'margizei El, la'asher hevi eloa biado. These last four words of Pasuk Vav, I think, are critical, and we'll see them returning in various forms in the next few Psukim. These things are things that come from God. They're not things that are part of the natural course of events. If Tzofar wanted to claim that the world is a very complex place and you just don't understand all the principles and that's why you're in trouble, well, no, no, no. These things come from somewhere. V'ulam, Pasuk Zayin, Sha'al na v'himot v'torach v'of ha'shamayim v'yaged lach. Ask the animals and the birds and then they'll tell you. Osiach la'aretz v'torecha. Or speak to the ground, then it'll show you. V'yisarp l'cha d'geyayam, and the fish will tell you. Now, obviously the fish, and for sure the ground, can't tell you anything. But when we say, Hashamayim misaprim kvot kel, you say in Sefer Tehillim, they tell the story of the glory of God. When you look at creation, you see that it comes from God. Pasuk tet, Mi lo yada b'chol ela. Who out of all these doesn't know ki yad Hashem asita zot? There's the Yad Hashem again we saw in Pasuk Vav. La'asher hevi elo ap yado. And here ki yad Hashem asita zot. It's the hand of God that makes all this. Everyone knows that. Pasuk Yud Alef. Halo ozen milin tifchan v'chechol kel yitam lo. V'yishishim chokhma v'orech yamim tuvuna. Imo chokhma u'gvura. Lo eitza utmuna. Here he's relating specifically to Chachma, and he says that you're talking about how the older, developed people, the Yishishim, Pasuk Yud Bet, the Orech Yamim, they have Chachma, they have Tfuna. Yeah, there are a lot of people in the world who know a lot, but ultimately, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Imo Chachma Ugvura, Lo eitza utmuna. God has the ultimate amount, God has the full amount. People here get a little shirayim, but God really has it. God creates the world as we know it, and God holds on to the ultimate answers. And what does he do with his knowledge? Pasuk Yudalit. Hein yaros velo yibane. He destroys and doesn't build. Yizgor al ish velo yipateach. He'll close in on a person and not open up for him. Hein yatzor b'mayim v'yivashu. He'll hold back the water, and everything we plant with our wisdom will dry up. Yishalchem v'yafchu aretz, and send them off to flip over the ground. Imo oz v'tushiach. He has strength and ability. Lo shogegu mashge. He has the ability to trip others. Molichio atzim sholal. He leads the advisors astray. V'shoftim yeholel. Musar melechim piteach. V'yasori zor b'matnehem. Molich kohanim sholal. V'etanim yisalef. Meisir safal ne'amanim. V'tam zekanim yikach. Shofech buz al nedivim. U'meziach afikim rima. He talks here about how God leads the leaders astray, takes away the advice they really need to lead their peoples. Pasuk Chafalif, Shofech buz al nedivim. He pours out the denigration on the kind voluntary leaders. This is the same buz we saw him referring to in the beginning of the parak in Pasuk Hey. What's his point? And I think it's very similar to what we saw in Eov in earlier Prakim. God gives people a little bit of ability which makes them feel that they can lead, but ultimately he doesn't give them full enough knowledge to be able to successfully lead. And we see it twice. Pasuk Yudchet, Musar Melachim Piteach V'yasor Ezor B'matnehem. And then Yutet, Molich Kohanim Sholal. Much like he had said earlier, and Tetzayin, Imo Oz V'tushiyah Lo Shogegu Mashgeh, Molich Yoatzim Sholal. He's Molich the Yoatzim Sholal. He's Molich the Kohanim Sholal. Meisir Safa, Pasuk Chavalef. He removes the language and takes the explanations from the Nemanim and Zkenim away. Through the Reim, right? He talked in Pasuk Hey about how his friends are making fun of him, pouring down denigration on him. Now he describes God as doing that, in essence, through the human beings he sends to do this. And the implication of all this is, Pasuk Chaf Berenon, Megalei Amukot Minei Choshech V'yotzei La'aretz Al Mavet, the one who really understands the ultimate solutions in the light from the darkness, Mazgil L'goyim V'yabdeim, causes the nations to be tricked and lost, Shoteach L'goyim V'yanchem, Meisir Lev Rashei Amaretz, he removes the heart from the leaders of the peoples, V'yateim B'to'o L'odarach, and causes them to wander in senseless, directionless paths. They reach around feeling for darkness and not light. And he causes them to wander like drunkards. How does this relate back to what we saw in Perek Yud Aleph from Sofar? Sofar said, look, the world is a wise place. It has all these things we don't understand, and you got yourself into trouble because you stepped on the wrong place. Eov is saying, it's not just something that happens on its own. In the end, the world is that way because God created it that way. God created a world that's very difficult to figure out. So what does that mean? Why did he create it that way? Why does God create a world where even the advisors in the end don't really know? And because they don't really know, they lead people astray. And the things we know ourselves, we don't really know. And that's why we get into trouble. You could compare this to the very famous story of Alice in Wonderland. Right? People remember Alice in Wonderland. It's this world where the rules are made up in a way that no one can really understand them. So no one can really function right because they don't understand what all the rules are and the way it's supposed to work or not work. It's like trying to sit down to play a board game where you don't know the rules. Everyone else knows the rules. You don't know the rules, right? It's very difficult. Why is the world written in a way that it's so complex? Why was Wonderland written that way? Well, it's written that way so the people in charge, right, can be the ones who understand while nobody else does. So why is our world written that way? You know, people object when others get an easy way out. It's nice, let's say that the world of Gemara has its language and its rules and you know, people can't understand it, so it's a closed book. So now you have Art Scroll, and people can learn Gemara. Some people object to Art Scroll. It makes it too easy. So there are reasons to object to Art Scroll, but one of the underlying reasons is it takes away the complexity and the ability, the need to go through understanding what so much that you can't understand in order to understand. It makes it easy to understand. It cuts through all the things that the average person who wants to start learning Gemara doesn't know. So that's frustrating for some people who've worked so long to become part of the club that knows it. From Eov's perspective, the fact that you're going to describe, you're going to explain, you're going to use the terminology of wisdom to explain why there's so much in the world we don't understand, that doesn't change the basic fact that in the end, Yad Hashem Astazot, God created the world that way. The question is not whether you call it good, bad, justice, wisdom. The question is what the mission is, what the goal is, why is it created that way? And ultimately, much like he responded to Eliphaz, who spoke about, you know, God's power in creation, and Eliphaz highlighted all the good, Yov also spoke about God's power, his destructive power, to make the world so difficult to live in. So here too, with the Chachmah, Yov's response to Tzofar is, well, why is it that way? What's God's intention? What does God use the fact that the world is so complex and something we can't fully figure out? What does God use that for? And Eov's answer, of course, like we've seen throughout, is he uses it to set man back, to keep man from succeeding, from living happily and successfully.